It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The U.S. economy is growing, but not all that quickly. From about 2008 to 2012, it grew by about 10%. The fantasy sports economy is on a completely different trajectory. From 2008 to 2012, it grew 130%. Lisa Chow of NPR's Planet Money team introduces us to people making real money in that fantasy world.
Meet your fantasy insurance guy.
My name's Henry Olszewski, and I'm the founder of Fantasy Sports Insurance.
Olszewski started the company in 2008 when the financial industry collapsed. But more important, when Tom Brady, the New England Patriots quarterback, suffered a hit to the knee. Brady was out for the season, as were many fantasy owners who had drafted him.
And it kind of just hit me as, you know, could this be an opportunity to put together a program to cover fantasy team owners against these type of injuries?
Now, a quick tutorial on fantasy football. You get together with a group of friends, you all pick players for your fantasy team, and you win or lose based on the player's real statistical performance. Fantasy leagues can be informal, 10 friends at work, or thousands of people online. Often it costs money to join a fantasy league, which brings us back to Olszewski. So let's say you paid $100 to participate in your fantasy league and your star player goes down for the season. If you paid a $10 insurance premium to Olszewski, he'll reimburse you that $100. So that's insurance. Now meet a fantasy judge.
Hi, I'm Bill Green, and I'm the founder and CEO of FantasyDispute.com.
With so many leagues, so many different rules, there are bound to be disputes, although the nature of those disputes can be confusing to a layperson. Green read me a recent case he received online.
Okay, here's the dispute. It comes from a commissioner. I am the commissioner in a 12-team startup dynasty league. Our waivers are first come, first serve, and we have a taxi squad that only rookies can be placed in.
If you have no idea what a dynasty league, waiver, or taxi squad is, that's sort of the point. Green charges $14.95 per dispute to utilize his very specialized skill set. Now, both Green and Olszewski are what you'd call part-time employees in the fantasy world. They're moonlighting from their much more lucrative day jobs. Paul Charchian, on the other hand, does make his full-time living in the fantasy sports economy.
We're up to 8 employees, and we've got several hundred thousand people using the product this football season alone.
Charchian is not only president of the Fantasy Sports Trade Association. Yes, fantasy sports companies have their own lobbying group. He also runs a company called LeagueSafe. So say you're in a couple of leagues and you have to pay one through PayPal, write a check for another. Charchian's company says, you give us the money, we'll handle all the payments.
We allow everybody to pay online into basically like our vault.
Charchian doesn't charge you for the service, but he invests your money while he holds it. So you've got your banker, your judge, your insurance guy. Now, here's the Mark Zuckerberg of the fantasy sports economy.
My name is Tom Griffiths, and I'm one of the founders of FanDuel.
FanDuel's breakthrough was allowing fantasy players to have more fantasy. Before FanDuel, you draft your team, and then you wait all season to figure out who won. Griffith's company came up with a way for fantasy players to compete against each other much more frequently, every week for football, every day in other sports. Turns out, there's a demand for this service. In 2009, the year the company launched, it paid out $100,000 to people using their service. The following year, the pot grew to $1.8 million.
Fast forward to last year, we actually grew to pay out $49 million. And this year, our forecast is that we will be paying out over $135 million worth of prizes.
That's insane.
Everybody trying to make real money in fantasy sports is pretty bullish. Over the last 5 years, the size of the fantasy sports economy has more than doubled. It's now at $3.4 billion. And many people think there's still room to grow. Lisa Chow, NPR News.